You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX audio service for June 1989. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right up to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, we have a fully packed edition of the DX audio service on this edition, seeing we're still playing catch-up from the April 1989 edition. Also, Phil Wayne has a fully packed market scope from Las Vegas. I don't know whether you know this or not, but Las Vegas, that is a word which comes from Spanish meaning city of lost wages. And I can attest to that, having lost about $10 worth of nickels in the Sahara slot machines. Well, we'll get into that a little bit later. Anyways, we have also John Bowker on remote, which I believe he's from Valparaiso, Indiana. We'll be hearing his trivia question as well as the travel log from a remote location other than that of the flatlands of beautiful Princeton Junction, New Jersey. And, of course, we have Jerry Starr. Are we ready, kids?
Yes, kiddies, it's that time again.
Okay, and without further ado, here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch column.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Edition 204 today on the tape, also the only edition in the printed DX News since we're into our monthly summertime schedule. So, starting number 204, our call letter changes. On 680, WRVR, Memphis, Tennessee, changes to WGID. On 720, KGVV, Templeton, California, changes to KVGR. Also 720, a new station in Long Beach, Washington, will be KSWX. 950, WXGI, Richmond, Virginia, changes to WJDK. 960, WGRR, Pritchard, Alabama, becomes WLPR. 990, WNEZ, Aiken, South Carolina, changes to WKXC. Two changes on 1000, WTRU, Jupiter, Florida, becomes WZIP, and KJJT, Odessa, Texas, becomes KNDA. On 1030, new station in Union City, Indiana, will be WBYG. On 1130, KVOJ, Edna, Texas, becomes KTMR. 1190, WSCM, Cobleskill, New York, becomes WBYM. Two changes on 1230, WRRX, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, becomes WRLX, and KBSR, Hardin, Montana, changes to KKUL. Two changes on 1240, WWLB, Eustis, Florida, becomes WKIQ, and WVKZ, Schenectady, New York, changes back to WWWD. 1250, KCIW, Wickenburg, Arizona, becomes KTIM. 1270, WEDD, Fairhaven, Massachusetts, becomes WLAW. Two changes for 1300, WNFO, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, becomes WKJN. And KSNW, McCook, Nebraska, becomes KBRL. 1320, WWGN, Washington, North Carolina, changes to WTOW. 1340, WYOM, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, changes to WOLZ. 1390, WPKO, Bellefontaine, Ohio, becomes WBLL. Two changes on 1400, WALE, Fall River, Massachusetts, becomes WHTB. And WPQZ, Clarksburg, West Virginia, changes to WOBG. 1430, WWBA, Germantown, Tennessee, changes to WEZI. On 1450, WJBX, Bridgeport, Connecticut, changes to WCUM. That also signals the return of this station to the air. It had been silent for a while. Three changes on 1490, WNYR, Syracuse, New York, becomes WNNR. WMRB in Greenville, South Carolina, changes to WPCI. And KEYU, Austin, Texas, changes to KMOW. On 1530, WHYP, Northeast Pennsylvania, becomes WRKT. On 1550, WAAY, Huntsville, Alabama, changes to WAAJ. And on 1560, WBES, Clemson, South Carolina, changes back to a former call of WCCP. Also, a pending call letter change, stations KRZN and KJIM, both in the Denver market, the owners of these two stations are already in the process of swapping facilities. Now, this has not yet been made official, so the call letter changes aren't yet official. But by the time this reaches you, you can expect KRZN to have moved to 760 and KJIM to have moved to 1150 as these two stations keep their call letters but change their technical facilities. Applications for new stations on 1160 Batavia, Ohio, on 1200 Powhatan, Virginia, on 1270 Lansing, New York, and on 1400 Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. All those locations apply for new AM stations. Three new stations were granted on 740 Buckley, Washington, 5000 day, 500 night with a U4 antenna. On 820 Cloverdale, Virginia, 2300 day, 200 night, the antenna will be U4. And also on 1570 in Pensacola Beach, Florida, new station with 5000 day, 500 night, and a U4 antenna. Scanning down through some of the highlights from applications from existing facilities, on 1050, WQWM in Cocona, Wisconsin, wants to go full-time by adding 500 watts at night. On 1470, WFSR, Harlan, Kentucky, wants to move to 970 kilohertz. And on 1600, KSSA in Plano, Texas, wants to change their city of license to Cockrell Hill, Texas. Quite a few grants to existing facilities, most of them for minor changes, but here are the highlights. On 540 WWCS, Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania, a suburb south of Pittsburgh, changes their day power to 7,500 watts. On 730 WACE, Chicopee, Massachusetts, suburb of Springfield, adds 500 watts at night, changes their antenna to U2. 740 WVCH, Chester, Pennsylvania, raises their day power to 50,000 watts, changes their antenna to D3. On 760 WAFK, Spanish Fort, Alabama, their city of license will change to Saraland, Alabama. They'll also relocate their transmitter. By the way, that station is not yet on the air. It's still in CP status. On 870 KPRM, Park Rapids, Minnesota, raises their day power to 25,000 watts. They also are going to relocate their nighttime transmitter, change that antenna to U4. On 1080 WRYT, Edwardsville, Illinois, goes full-time by adding 337 watts at night. On 1110, KHAC, Window Rock, Arizona, moves to 880 kilohertz. There'll be 10,000 day, 430 night. The antenna will be U1. The city of license will move to C. Benito, that's TSE, that's the first word, the second word, Benito, in either Arizona or New Mexico. FCC paperwork has conflicting information. The commission themselves have listed this in both states. And since the town is so tiny, we can't find it on any of our available maps, we'll have to let this one hang in quandary until next month when we'll find out if C. Benito is in Arizona or New Mexico. Window Rock, of course, is right almost on the state line there, so it's kind of hard to determine from that which state C. Benito will be in. We'll find out and let you know next month. Please don't hold your breath. On 1290 WGLI, Babylon, New York, reduces power to 265 watts day, 265 watts night, changes their antenna to U1, which may be a first step in the phasing out of WGLI. As we told you last month, the owners of WADO on 1280 in New York City were in the process of purchasing the facilities of WGLI in Babylon, which interferes with their signal, being that they're on adjacent channels. Looking forward to taking the 1290 facility off the air to eliminate the interference to their station on 1280. They are not taking it off the air yet, but it appears that they are reducing the power severely, and this may be the first step. We'll let you know more on this. On 1300 WLNC, Laurinburg, North Carolina, moves to 940 kilohertz. There'll be 5,000 day, 1,000 night. The antenna will be U2. 1400 KMIN, Grants, New Mexico, goes back to their former frequency of 980 kilohertz, but this time as a full-timer with 1,000 day, 250 night, U1 antenna. 1450 KJUN, Puyallup, Washington, moves down a notch to 1440 kilohertz, where they will be 5,000 day, 2,000 nights. The antenna will be U4. 1490 WNNR, Syracuse, New York, will move to 1510 kilohertz, 50,000 watts daytime only, designate the antenna as D3. Going down through our otherness column here in this edition of the AM Switch on 1570 WTKN, Pinellas Park, Florida. Their application to move to Tampa has been dismissed, so they'll stay in Pinellas Park. Also on 570 WGMS, Bethesda, Maryland, they had been operating with a 1,000-day, 250-night, and non-directional because a windstorm took down several of their towers. The new antenna site is built, and they are now back on their full facility, which is 5,000-day and 1,000-night. On 610 KSPN, Vail, Colorado, this station is silent. 640 WGST, Atlanta, Georgia, this station is presently simulcasting the same programming on both 640 and also 920, pending a move of WGST permanently to 640. On 840 WKTR, Earliesville, Virginia, a new station is on the air, religious format there. As we mentioned on 920 WGST, Atlanta, Georgia, the people who own this facility had it sold to another concern so they could move to 640. That sale evidently hit rocky times, but now it is back on track again, so you can expect a new call here on 920 soon. As we said, at the moment, the same programming being carried on both 920 and 640, but expect WGST to move to 640 probably by the time you've received this. On 940, application for new stations in both Fort Bragg and Pembroke, North Carolina, have been dismissed by the FCC, so you can scratch those off your list. On 1050, KMBA, Los Ranchos de Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is a western suburb of Albuquerque, just on the other side of the river, was silent. This station is now back on the air. They're carrying, I believe, business news. On 1100, application for a new station in Las Vegas, Nevada. This application has been dismissed. 1150 WMET, Gaithersburg, Maryland, station is silent. 1200 WMXA, the new Clear Channel station in Chicago, has been testing on the air and may be testing with programming by the time you receive this. 1230 KKUL, Hardin, Montana, they were silent as KBSR. They are now back on the air. They're simulcasting 95.5 FM. On 1360 WWBZ, Vineland, New Jersey, this station is silent but expects to return to the air July of 89. KRGL, Myrtle Creek, Oregon, the FCC has revoked their license. They went silent in 1986 and never did return to the air, so you can scratch this one out of your log, too. That's KRGL, Myrtle Creek, Oregon, 1360. On 1370 WBYE, Calera, Alabama, the station is silent. 1370 KQIL, Grand Junction, Colorado, had an application to move to 880 kilohertz. This application was denied in the same action that granted KHAC and Window Rock's move to 880. 1410 WZAL, McDonough, Georgia. This station is now here, formerly on 1540. On 1450 KSEL, Portales, New Mexico, another silent station, back on the air. 1480 WJRW in Richmond, Virginia. As you know, this station was WLEE for many, many years. The station went silent. The call letters WLEE were given to another station in town, and they changed to WJRW in hopes of either reviving the station or selling it to someone. Evidently, they have given up altogether now because they have asked the FCC to drop their application for license renewal, so when their license that currently hangs on the wall runs out, the 1480 facility in Richmond, Virginia, will be no more. By the way, one of the rarest DX stations on the AM band, WBBL, shared 1480 with WLEE since back in 1924. WBBL calls were granted to the Grace Covenant Presbyterian Church, and basically what they did was 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour in the evening on Sundays only, they broadcast their church services under their own set of call letters using the WLEE transmitter, of course. They didn't have their own transmitter. The calls were WBBL, and a lot of people tried to hear that station. The calls only used at the beginning and the end of each church broadcast. That has moved to 1320, is being carried as a church remote only, and the calls WBBL will also go down the drain when the 1480 license does. So we can say so long for that. If you were lucky enough to be one of the ones to hear WBBL, cherish that verification because the station is no more. 1550 KOZR, Apple Creek, California, new station on the air. And finally, we'd like to thank Dave Schmidt, Wayne Heinen, and Dana Yeomans, who is a member of the DX Audio Service, for providing some of the tips in our otherness column this month. And that will wrap it up for another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you next month. And now, once again, Here's Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And, you know, something we used to do, but somehow we fell out of the habit of putting this on each edition. We should probably get back and do this with each edition of the DX Audio Service, and that is acknowledge some of our new members. We'd like to welcome aboard Chris Mullins from California. Welcome aboard, Chris. And I guess from now on, we'll be sure we do this. We kind of got out of it. I don't know why, but we did. Also, we have six members which need to renew their subscription to the audio service, so please check your label. The mailing label on the front of your package indicates the date of your last edition of the DX audio service. The National Radio Club's 9th edition of the AM Radio Log is now available, containing over 200 pages with over 6,000 AM radio stations listed from the United States and Canada. Each station listing consists of its location, frequency, call letters, format, news network, address, antenna pattern, and power of the station, plus much, much more. If you're in the United States, the cost of the book is $12.95 U.S. If you're in Canada or Mexico, the price is $13.95. U.S. If you're ordering from Central or South America or the Caribbean, the price of the book is $16 United States. If you're ordering from Great Britain, Western Europe, or Northern Africa, the cost of the book is $19 U.S. And if you're ordering from any other country, the cost of this book is $23 U.S. Send your order to the National Radio Club Publication Center, Box 164, Mansfield, New York, United States of America. Zip code is 136-61. Well, I hear some banging outside the door, and that can only mean one thing. It looks like it's the Bowker boys. Yes, from a remote location. Here's John Bowker and son John with a look at the trivia and the travel log.
Well, okay, Fred. And hi again, everybody. Let's see, we have the 1590 tape today, and it's kind of a full one, so let me get right to the answer to last month's trivia quiz. If you remember, I'd spent the night and looked at a radio tower, and I asked you what city we were in. Well, the city was Mount Sterling, Kentucky. A biggie, right? Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, it's not too small. It's about 25, 30 miles east of Lexington, Kentucky. And son John is with me here in the studio today. John, what did you put that? About 80 miles, what?
About south? 80 miles south of WLW.
Oh, southeast or so, yeah. Okay, well, now let's see. We have a trivia quiz for today. What you got, John? Because you came up with this one. I thought it was great.
Well, what we were talking about were some of the three-letter call stations, which I know that you have gone to the extent of driving 100 miles through a rainstorm and thunderstorm and everything to go to El Central, California.
Oh, let me tell you, it was hot and dry, but that's all right.
Oh, yeah. You change that story every time I hear it. Yeah. And here's the quiz for this month on the DX Audio Service. What state of the United States, of course, has more three-letter calls than any other state? Now, there are two prefaces to this. Mm. Preface number one is, first of all, take out all 50,000-watt stations. Those don't count. Those are too easy to get. These are the ones that aren't as easy to get.
You mean the less than 50,000-watt three-letter calls?
Yeah, what less than 50,000-watt three-letter calls, what state has the most? Now, let me also give you one other little hint. There's a tie.
In first place?
There's a tie for first place.
I'm surprised.
Now, one other thing that we have to do.
By the way, is it more than one or two?
It is more than one or two.
Oh, okay.
Now, the other thing that I have to do is, before Jerry Starr is going to make a liar out of us, let me preface this whole thing by saying we're going to use 12/31/88, December 31st of last year, as the cutoff date, just so before this tape actually gets to your mailbox, you know these things have gone off the air.
Okay, we'll give you the answer next month, and John, you sounded great on that thing that Phil Wayne put together, the Market Scope, last time.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, giving your WVUR voice and all that. Okay, everybody, we're going to do the 1590 tape today, geographically. We had a lot of positive comment on that from last time. And some people said that it helped find things on the dial.
I very much enjoyed it that way. If I couldn't quite figure out what the guy was saying, at least I knew approximately what part of the country you were in, besides just going by the W and the K. Speaking of K, I love that Sun City, California break that's on this tape.
Oh, the one that was coming. They haven't heard it yet.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, well,
the AM one in Sun City, California. Put your listening ears on for that one.
Okay, here we go. 1590.
Starting at our 20 right now, and the clock will not start until they snap. We'll pause for station identification. This is Mutual, your network leader in radio sports.
This is your favorite radio station, WSMN, Nashua, New Hampshire.
You're listening to life-changing radio for southeastern New England, 1590 AM, WARV, Warwick.
WTBY, Waterbury, Connecticut.
Music, news, sports, drama, total entertainment on QQ Radio 16, WQQW Waterbury.
WERA, top of the hour now at the top of the dial. You've got Central Jersey's 1590 WERA, Plainfield, Westfield, North Plainfield. Turn to us for news and information. Set your clocks with us on this Thanksgiving Day morning, 1988. As the time on tone is exactly 8 o'clock.
AP Network News. I'm Katie Smith.
You're listening to 1590 AM WDNH, Holmesdale, Pennsylvania.
President Reagan heads for Canada in a few hours. He'll meet with the Prime Minister on some touchy issues. I'm Sandy Rodman on the Satellite News Network.
This is 16 Weave, WEEV, Chester.
I'm John Calhoun, and you're listening to Delaware County's radio station. We give school closings by name on 1590 WQIQ, Chester, Haston.
This next station, by the way, went off the air earlier this year. It's just west of Philadelphia, about 30 minutes drive or so.
WCBG Chambersburg, Chambersburg Toyota time, 9 o'clock.
WCBG.
This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm Ann Taylor.
Voice of Mount Carmel, WMIN.
This is the Giant for Rhythm and Blues. WZUM 1590 in Carnegie, serving the greater Pittsburgh area with...
Out on the lake today, the National Weather Service says the marine forecast will not be very good for the fishermen at all. North-northwest winds, which sounds like trouble, and it is 15 to 25 knots. Average waves 3 to 5 feet, which is where they are right now, as a matter of fact. It's 55 degrees in Brockport, and you're listening to WASB in Brockport, the bright spot on your radio dial.
UPI Radio News. Good morning. I'm Howard Dykus.
There'll be more than babbling from Frank DeMarco. He has continuing news next at 1590 WAKR Akron, 1101, 84 degrees.
WISZ, Baltimore Country.
This is Errol Broadcasting, WJRO, 1590 AM in Glen Burnie, Maryland. World News from the Associated Press Radio Network is next.
Listen to WNOS for all the good sports.
WNOS, CMNFM High Point.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. We're WOKX High Point,
worshiping our King Christ with music.
There's always a better country song in music country. WHPY, Clayton, Garner, Smithfield, Raleigh.
Well, let's see, we're still in North Carolina. This next one's kind of cute. An abuse of computers is my judgment on this next one.
This is the place to relax. Easy listening.
WKTV Jonesboro.
Kingsport, Johnson City, Bristol. Here's the latest from ABC News.
WPUL 1590 AM South Daytona, Port Orange, Daytona Beach's heart and soul. Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock, and you know what time it is? Time for the weekend warm-up party. I'm Chris Hill.
This is Worldwide News, a service of the National Black Network. I'm Gerald Bentley.
WXB, St. Petersburg Beach, the beach of Tampa Bay.
This is WDVL, AM and FM Radio, Springfield, Tennessee. Time for a quick look at headline news.
You're listening to Little League Action on the Country Connection, WGRY in Grayling. We are broadcasting live from Milliken Field.
This is 1590 WSMA Marine City, your station for Piston basketball.
It's 4 o'clock with WSMA Radio News. I'm Sybil Basil.
Oops, I just noticed before I even finish Michigan, I got to go back into New York State just for a moment.
WAUB, Auburn.
UPI News, this is Henry Marcotte.
Oh, okay, Henry. I didn't want to take away one of your affiliates. Okay, back up to the southwest corner of Michigan now.
Now, another hot streak of at least 10 songs in a row on Hot 102. WLUM, AM and FM, West Allis, Milwaukee.
Well, I guess it was the night.
We're Chicago's one and only 1X. WONX Evanston, with extra music and information.
1590 at the top of your AM dial. WLTD Evanston, with continuous music and information.
WNTS, Indianapolis.
On news from where it's being made, gathered by Network Radio's largest news staff, here is news around the world from American Information Radio.
KXXM, la Super X presenta.
This is Country Plus Radio, KCIN Victorville, broadcasting from the lobby of the People Pleasing Holiday Inn, where they feature outstanding dining in the Oak Room.
KLIV Santa Fe with a PFB. That's Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and the Marrakesh's Crest.
This is KXEM, McFarland, California.
All right, now here we are in California, and Nevada's right nearby. But you can't tell those two states apart. Not when you live in New Jersey or Indiana or something like that. The ID that Son John was talking about, KIIQ, this is normally the way it's given, kind of sensibly given, right?
The KIIQ studios are located at 5290 Neal Road, Suite 220 in Reno. The KIIQ transmitter is located at 12855 Mira Loma Drive in Reno, providing coverage of the Truckee Meadows. KIIQ is owned and operated by KSRN Incorporated and transmits by authority of the Federal Communications Commission at 1590 kilohertz with an effective radiated power of 5,000 watts.
Okay, now that's said with some pride, correct? In the middle of the day, this is the way they give the ID. Listen.
KIIQ FM Reno, the biggest little city's big country radio station. 104.5 KICK FM, KICK.
104.5 KHIT Valley.
Did you blink? Did you catch the AM break on that AM-FM simulcast? By the way, you're listening to the AM station, not the FM station. Here's the AM ID.
KHIT Valley.
Isn't that lovely? Oh, dear. Let's go back into California and on up the coast.
KOGO Ventura, Oxnard, Santa Barbara, playing the music of America, rock and roll.
Are you ready? Ready? Go ahead. Then listen to the adventures of Chick Carter, boy detective.
1600 KJET, Seattle.
Local news is sponsored by Wads Funeral Home. Stay tuned for the local news wrap-up coming your way this evening at 5:45 on FM 104.1 AM 1590 KTIL Tillamook. It's noon. Time for Paul Harvey News and Comments, sponsored today by Kephart Floor Covering.
Well. You know, that Paul Harvey newscast is the number one listened to radio program in America. Did you know that? That's our trip up the West Coast. Very short coast. But then, as I said earlier, in the eyes of an Easterner, it's a very, very short coast. That does the 1590 tape for this month. There's one thing I got to tell you. Ron Clark sent me another cassette. I owe him about a dozen cassettes now, and I wish it were funny. It isn't. It's getting to be embarrassing, Ron. You do such a terrific job. But on this most recent cassette, he sent me, we have the candidate for the month, Fred, for the worst jingle of the month. See, Fred Vobey is very big in jingles. I don't know how many of you know that. And someday we ought to do an expose of the FRV business, Fred. You can tell them all about it. But here is this month's candidate as the worst radio station jingle. Okay. See what you all think. 1580, no, that's 1580, I know, but we wouldn't get to that for about 2.5 years, the rate we're going these days. We'll be back next month with 1600 and an answer to the trivia quiz and a brand new trivia quiz, and I'm out of breath. Fred, you take it.
Okay, John, and well, since we're on the subject of jingles, I can't leave you hanging here on 1590 without this.
Country white music,
especially for you.
1590
WSMA. Countrywide music for the whole family.
1590 WSMA.
First time highlights of DDXD appeared on the DX audio service, I mentioned the column was separated into several sections. Until now, I've only concentrated on the two which contain the most information, that is, midnight to midday loggings and those from midday to midnight. This month, I thought I'd do a little wandering from the norm and serve up a few items from another section of the column called Special. Here, we pass along tips from those who hear things out of the ordinary, first-time reports of new stations on the air, stereo news, format changes, and the like. Some of these aren't DX catches per se, but items of interest which may aid others ID an otherwise unideable catch, clear up a question from a previous issue, or maybe update the NRC domestic log info. Let's get into some DDXD special material. Rick Dow of Oakland, Iowa, reported the following items. WNAX 570 in Yankton, South Dakota, was heard announcing their Monday morning silent period being from 0115 to 0545 hours, correcting what's in the domestic log. Remember, we use Eastern Listening Time here for a standard. KXIC 800 in Iowa City, Iowa, has been 24 hours for at least a year now, per operations manager Jim Elmer, and their day power is 1,000 watts, while the night power is 200 watts, PSA 500 watts, so there are a few changes for the log. KBHB 810 Sturgis, South Dakota, uses a 17-watt PSSA. WHFB 1060 in Benton Harbor, Michigan, signs on with their 480-watt PSA at Philadelphia's local Sunrise. WVEL 1140 in Pekin, Illinois, signs on with their 164-watt PSA at Richmond's local Sunrise. Another note from Rick, WOAI's silent period on Monday morning is now from 0330 to 0600. And 1320 in Richmond, Virginia, was reported by Rick on February 15th with their sign-on mentioning their address is 3977 Flat Rock Road in Richmond, so there's an address change for the log. Phil Bythway of Seattle recently logged the new 530 outlet, yes, I said 530, in High Level, Alberta, with the call CKHL, and they were relaying CKYL 610 in Peace River, Alberta. So that makes two Canadians on 530 now. A special note from Phil Borsma of Spring Lake, Michigan, concerning a recent inquiry about hearing stations on 1580 after local sunset. Phil says that stations on 1580 are authorized some kind of nighttime power, every station on 1580, rather, even if only a few watts. Some stations may forget to power down at their assigned time, however, staying on daytime or PSSA power, which is higher than their nighttime allotment. All stations on Canadian clears may now go full time, but with very low power at night, so some of them may not elect to do so. Pete Taylor of San Francisco was a recent visitor to Miami, Florida, and reports hearing the new WWFE 670 doing some testing, so they may be already on or very close to it by the time you hear this. Andy Rugg of Nuns Island, Quebec, says the former CKGM 980 in Montreal is now CHTX and uses the slogan 980 Hits.
Bob Tierra of Hendersonville, North Carolina, noted KARN Little Rock with the Sally Jesse Raphael show, so they are now carrying talk radio overnight along with TalkNet at other times. They hit CBS News at 0400 when Bob was listening, so they're affiliated with them also. Wendell Ford of Westville, Indiana, heard WADU 830 in Norco, Louisiana, mention that they are now 24 hours with easy listening music. Wendell's also reporting that WKCT 930 in Bowling Green, Kentucky, was noted with the Best of King show and an ID by Larry himself, so add that to your log. Another report by Wendell says to add Tom Snyder to WWWE 1100 Cleveland schedule in the log, add ABC Talk Radio to 3WE TalkNet. Bruce Williams et al. Is now on WHK 1420. WNDE 1260 in Indianapolis was noted with Sally Jesse Raphael, making them a talk radio affiliate, adding to their overnight schedule of Larry King. And finally, let's check in on some stereo news. First from Eric Buneman of Woodstock, Georgia. The following stations are all now broadcasting with CQAM stereo. WMT 600 in Cedar Rapids. WAPE, The Ape, 690 in Jacksonville. WSON 860 in Henderson, Kentucky. WQRX 870 in Valley Head, Alabama. WJMX 970 in Florence, South Carolina. WINS 1010 in New York. KDKA 1020 in Pittsburgh. KYW 1060 in Philadelphia. WIXC 1140 in Hazel Green, Alabama. WLSQ 1430 in Dalton, Georgia. And WZRX 1590 in Jackson, Mississippi. And a final stereo note, this from Bill Dolmage of Colborne, Ontario. 1070 CHOK Sarnia is broadcasting in and IDs as being in stereo. Well, that's it for this month. Hope you've enjoyed this side look at the domestic DX scene. Next month, I'll be reporting from my new DX location in Texas. Please send all future reports to me at Box 289, San Marcos, Texas. That's San Marcos, M-A-R-C-O-S, Texas, 78667. Let's hear what you've been logging and share your DX with the rest of the DXAS membership. Be sure to note that you subscribe only to the audio service. And so until next month, this is Bill Hale for the NRC's DX Audio Service. Back to you, Fred, in, is it Lima, like Ecuador, or Lima, like the bean?
Lima, like the bean. It's the United States' other bean town, the first one, of course, being Boston. And I probably insulted everyone in Boston, Massachusetts. Well, I don't know. Anyways, could be worse. I could live in a town such as AI, Ohio, which is in the northwestern corner and spelled AI. Of course, John, you know what would be interesting is to see an application roll through. And I guess, Jerry, you'd be interested in this. As I'd like to see an application roll through for one of three towns in the state of Michigan, either Hell, Michigan, Paradise, Michigan, or Climax, Michigan. Think about that. You could have some very very fun times with a station ID. Of course, my brother works at a station in Bad Axe, Michigan, B-A-D-A-X-E, and they pronounce that very carefully as W-L-E-W, Bad Axe. So let's let's keep those station IDs clean. Let's check in with Formats with Ed Mitkus.
Here are the latest format changes on the DX Audio Service. This is your host, Ed Mitkus, and on with those changes. WCPT 730 Alexandria, Virginia is Black Oldies, and they do not simulcast with their FM. WLND Cortland, Ohio 830 on the dial is Religion and Gospel. WADU 830 in Norco, Louisiana is Easy Listening for the New Orleans market. WREF 850 Ridgefield Center, Connecticut is Full Service Nostalgia. WSEA 900 Georgetown, Delaware is now Oldies. WORD 91 Spartanburg, South Carolina is Adult Contemporary. Formerly they were Silent. WSIX 980 Nashville, Tennessee is All Talk at Night with Country and Western Music during the day, simulcast with their FM. Also on 980, CHTX Montreal is now CHR. On 1050, WNTF Silver Spring, Maryland is All Talk. WYNS 1160 Lehighton, Pennsylvania is Oldies. WSNJ 1240 Bridgeton, New Jersey is Big Band.
1290 WHIO Dayton, Ohio is now News Talk. 1310 in Odessa, Texas, KOYL is Spanish. 1380 WMPS Millington, Tennessee is now Silent. WREY 1440 Millville, New Jersey is Spanish. WCDL 1440 Carbondale, Pennsylvania is all Pocus. And that's an interesting format. I'd like to hear that one. WJBX 1450 Bridgeport, Connecticut will soon be WCUM and be Spanish. KXOA 1470 Sacramento, California is now Business News. 1510 on the dial, WSSH Boston, Massachusetts is now Country and Western. WWKB 1520 Buffalo is Business News with TalkNet. 1550 has an interesting change. KZQQ West Valley City, Utah was SMN's Z-Rock format. They dropped that and go to classical music. KFRS 1560 Sumner, Washington is now Silent, as is WWBR 1600 Harriman, Tennessee. They're also Silent. Well, that'll do it for this time on the Formats column on the DX Audio Service. This is Ed Mitka saying good listening and good DX.
Thank you very much, Ed, and I'd like to remind you that if you'd like to contribute something to us here at the DX Audio Service, all you have to do is send it to us in a card or a letter to us here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie, that's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Please keep in mind that if you send us a Braille letter, it may take up to 3 to 4 weeks for us to answer that letter because of the fact we have to take it all the way over to Delphus, Ohio to have it read for us. So please send it to us in card or letter form only. Of course, if you have a small piece of information you'd like to pass along to the membership, such as a new station change or some information on an existing station, you can drop that onto the action line. The action line, of course, is area code 419-224-3916. We'd like to apologize for the action line being off the line for approximately a week and a half due to Mother Nature. A little lightning bolt seemed to screw up the machine a little bit, as well as screw up the central office of our phone company, as well as we understand from some members getting different numbers when they called the action line. Line is back up and existing, so give us a call.
Washington, D.C., May 15th, 1989. The Federal Communications Commission today has granted a waiver MZK of Westland, Michigan to operate with a power of 5,000 watts at 690 kilohertz during the day and a power of 2,500 watts to operate at night on the frequency 680 kilohertz. This will be the first split frequency operation granted by the FCC since 1950. This is John Bowker at the FCC.
As part of its continuing effort to improve the quality of AM broadcasting, the Federal Communications Commission adopted on April 12, 1989, the National Radio Systems Committee, NRSC, emissions limitation known as NRSC 2 as a new AM broadcast standard beginning on June 30, 1990. To facilitate the implementation of this new standard, the Commission also announced that until June 30, 1994, stations adhering to the NRSC-1 audio parenthesis will be presumed to comply with NRSC-2 in the absence of specific information to the contrary. Currently, AM stations are permitted to transmit a radio frequency signal with a bandwidth of up to 30 kHz. However, the majority of consumer receivers are designed with a much narrower receiver bandwidth so as to reduce the effects of interference from adjacent channel stations. This severely reduces the audio fidelity of an AM station. In an attempt to overcome this fidelity limitation, many broadcasters preemphasize or boost their higher audio frequencies. The NRSC developed two audio standards designed to reduce adjacent channel interference. They are NRSC-1 audio standard, which establishes limits on program audio frequency response that will often, but not always, reduce adjacent channel interference, and the NRSC-2 emissions limitation, which limits the RF bandwidth of emitted signals that actually cause interference.
Although many commenters urged adoption of the audio processing standard, the commission concluded that meaningful adjacent channel interference improvements could be best obtained by restricting emissions. The FCC offered the following basis for this conclusion. Number one, use only the NRSC 1 audio standard will not be effective in alleviating interference produced by overmodulation or by transmission system abnormalities. Two, the characteristics of the audio response intended to be produced by the NRSC 1 filter can be readily circumvented or abused by adjustments made to other audio processing equipment. And three, to the extent of NRSC 1, specific or particular preemphasis of audio signals below 1 kHz, it restricts the flexibility of licensees in adjusting their audio processing equipment. If the commission receives interference complaints, it will require licensees to make their own measurements and will take appropriate corrective action. Licensees of existing stations who wish to operate pursuant to this presumptive compliance alternative must adhere to the NRSC 1 standard by June 30, 1990. Licensees of new AM stations who wish to operate pursuant to the alternative must comply with the NRSC 1 standard upon commencement of operation. This from the Federal Communications Commission. And for more information, contact the Mass Media Bureau at area 202-632-5050. And coming up on part two of the DX Audio Service, we'll hear from Phil Wayne and Market Scope and also musings from members. So stay tuned to your DX Audio Service.